In the final week of the campaign, Bob Dole has been traveling through California, repeating the message that the Democrats are soft on illegal immigration. Today, that claim seemed to be contradicted by statistics from the Immigration and Naturalization Service. But as NPR's Barbara Bradley reports, the news has been drowned out by the controversy over whether the INS is granting citizenship to criminals.
It started out as a good press conference for Doris Meisner, commissioner of the INS.
In the past 3 years, we have removed more than 160,000 illegal aliens from United States streets and prisons.
The INS deported more than 67,000 illegal immigrants in the past year, the highest number ever. But just 1 week before the election, the INS accomplishments seemed a little too convenient for critics to accept.
This administration has never been tough on illegal immigration.
Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas, the Republican chairman of the House Immigration Subcommittee, says even though 67,000 deported immigrants are a fraction of the 300,000 to 400,000 others that slip across the borders each year. Moreover, he says, it's the Republicans who deserve any credit, since it was a Republican Congress that added $140 million to the INS's budget.
From their first budget when they first took office, when this administration actually proposed a cut in the number of Border Patrol agents, to this year when we were considering the illegal immigration reform bill, they opposed us at every step of the way.
Others say the problem is not foot-dragging, but negligently allowing criminal aliens into the ranks of citizenry. This year, the INS naturalized some 1.3 million immigrants, twice as many as any previous year. The House Subcommittee on National Security is investigating whether the INS moved so quickly to grant citizenship in this election year that it failed to wait for FBI fingerprint checks to come back. Last night, the FBI delivered more than 50,000 files of FBI hits, immigrants whose fingerprints had turned up in the FBI's database. Robert Charles is chief counsel of the subcommittee.
It boggles the mind to think not only that there are between 10,000 and 50,000 criminals out there, but given what the Clinton administration has done here, how in God's name do we re-secure ourselves given that vast number of people who have been made naturalized citizens?
Charles says after looking through the first 5,000 rap sheets, 20% of the immigrants, who are now citizens, have criminal convictions that would have disqualified them. And many other files don't show whether the person was convicted. In some of those cases, he says, the immigrant had a record of violence, a charge that David Martin, general counsel of the INS, dismisses.
For the committee to say that there are murderers, rapists, and others on that, based on these records, which by and large are only arrest records, is irresponsible. And it's most unfortunate that naturalized U.S. citizens, people who played by the rules, are being stigmatized through this process.
Martin believes that a tiny fraction of the FBI hits will turn up criminals who would not have been eligible for citizenship. But he says the INS will go back through the files and revoke citizenships as necessary. He adds the process won't conclude until after the election. I'm Barbara Bradley in Washington.